Hey, Brian.
Well, hey, girls. What can I do for you today?
I want to hear the first story of Christmas.
You want to hear the story of the first Christmas?
Yeah. We really want to.
You want to hear the story about little baby Jesus being born?
Yeah.
Really?
We do.
Well, I think I can help you out with that. But before we get started, I need you girls to help me set the mood, if you will. Come on over here and gather up around me, and we're going to sing us a song.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Youngins, it was on that silent night so many years ago that we learned all the begats, that he begat him and he begat him and he got begatted, and it all went from King David, the first real king, the good one of Israel. Not the first king, but the good one, the first good one. And it all led down to Joseph. So that was to make the connection between Jesus and King David. But since Joseph wasn't actually Jesus' daddy, it really didn't matter. But it was a good story. It was an awful good story. And I was riveted all the way through. A lot of people don't like that part of the Bible. I don't understand why. I get to learn a lot of names, and I just get to learn the rich history of the lineage of Joseph. Joseph was just a lucky man. An angel coming to Mary and said, "Mary, you are going to conceive. You are going to give birth, and your son is going to be the Son of God, and his name is going to be Emmanuel," which actually didn't end up being the case. It actually ended up being Jesus. I don't know why she changed it. If an angel of God came to me and said, "You're going to name your son Emmanuel," his name would have been Emmanuel. But Jesus is a good name too, and honestly, if you stubbed your toe and yelled, "Emmanuel," do you think it'd stop hurting just as quick? You know, it wouldn't. But at the same time, an angel came to Joseph and he said, "You know, this Mary girl over there, you need to marry her. And she is going to conceive the Son of God. And it's going to be really important that you take care of her." And that's just exactly what he did. And just like today, the government was always trying to keep people from doing what's important for their family. So for some reason, he had to go to Bethlehem, which is where his family's from, because of some sort of census or taxes or something. Ain't no other mention about anywhere else. But for this purpose, just I think it was probably because God put that in Caesar's head and said, "My son needs to be born in Bethlehem." That's Brian Kilby's take on it anyway. So just for that one census, everybody had to go back to their place or their family, which how do you track that anyway? They wouldn't know the difference, but everybody went to Bethlehem, and that's where Jesus was born. There was a star there that just shone over where Jesus was born so people could go find him. And scientists today, they say that was Halley's Comet, and that Halley's Comet was there to point the way to Jesus. Ain't that something? Because they were in Bethlehem and not at home, they had to go to an inn, and there wasn't room in the inn for them. So Mary was like really pregnant, and she went to, you know, to Bethlehem here, and she's like, "I need to have a room because we got to pay our taxes or do the census or something." And they're like, "Well, we ain't got no room. You can go sleep in the manger." And I got to assume because an angel came to him and said, "You need to take care of this girl that Joseph probably argued back and forth and probably asked for the shopkeeper, the owner, or whatever of this inn, and it just made it so that, hey, no, really, they didn't have no room. So he went to the manger, and that's where Jesus was born, in a manger. And he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And that's when the star popped up and said, hey, he is risen. He's been born. This is where Jesus is. Ain't that a beautiful story? And then some wise men came from Asia. I don't know what they were doing, you know, here, but they came looking for Jesus. It was an awful quick trip. And some shepherds came, and they gave some gifts and stuff. And everybody knew what a special kid this was at this point. It's not like they had to wait until he was, like, you know, a preteen or anything. It was just obvious. He was that good. He was that great. He was that God. Now, youngins, I'm not certain. It depends, I think, on which version you read. But next, they probably went back to Nazareth or to Egypt to hide from some Herods or some people. Because I didn't tell you about the part about how Herod wanted this kid dead. And, you know, as far as I know, Herod actually wasn't alive at this point. But in the Bible, it says that he was. So that's the important thing. But Herod wanted, you know, this kid dead. And they was on the run. So they went on many adventures in Egypt. They probably saw the Sphinx and, you know, all the pyramids. And it was just a grand old time that they had. But they eventually went back to Nazareth, and Jesus grew up and performed many miracles. You know, the rest. That's why we're here today.
Gee, Brian, that story stunk.
It really stunk.